If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
The Chicago Yacht Club Race to Mackinac, known as the Mac, is one of the world's oldest and longest freshwater sailboat races. It's the 333-mile race from Chicago to Mackinac Island in Michigan, attracting nearly 300 boats and 2,500 sailors from around the globe. The race starts each July off Chicago's Navy Pier and is considered a major test of Great Lakes navigation. Dave Schwann has been covering the story for years, and he's live in studio. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dave.
Doing double duty.
Yeah, there we are. Okay.
Double
duty. And I knew you were going to play Christopher Cross before with the bump before we got into this.
Yeah, yeah. And doing double duty. You'll be back for history a little bit later, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
Course. Right. Now, let's talk a little history of the race. And I know there's an anniversary for the Yacht Club as well.
This is a special year for the Chicago Yacht Club. It's 150 years old. And if you think back to 1875 when it was first formed, that's only 4 years after the Chicago fire.
Did you cover that?
No. Okay. And 10 years after the end of the Civil War. So Chicago was on the brink of major, major change. And between the time of the 1870s and the turn of the 20th century, this was the fastest growing city in the world.
Wow.
And the Yacht Club was formed 1875. The first race to Mackinac was 1898.
Wow. Yep. Okay. And again, the 2025 race is celebrating the club's 150th anniversary.
Right.
Which is really cool.
There's been a special event, a special sailing event, actually, that coincides every 25 years. It's referred to as the Ultra Mac or the Super Mac. And what happens there, Dave, is boats leave the Port Huron, Michigan site on Lake Huron. They go up to Mackinac Island, and then some go all the way down to Chicago. That just ended. It's 548 nautical miles, and there were some serious problems this year. Just the other day, they had two sailors that went overboard.
Oh, no.
Happily rescued, but then a boat sank.
What percentage actually finishes the race, then, when it comes to that?
Well, more or less everybody does. It just depends on when they come in.
Unless we have this serious situation.
Right. Yeah, right. You know, you will finish the race sooner or later. You have to get to port. But last year, the serious racers, which will start tomorrow afternoon, we broke a sailing record last year. A boat made it up in a little over 24 hours.
Wow.
And then when we did it, it's 14 or 11 years ago on today is the 11th anniversary of my trip. It took us 3.5 days. We left Friday afternoon. We pulled in at 3 o'clock the following Monday morning.
Now, I was going to say, you've done that before. You've actually been on one of the boats. You'll do the press boat, but you will absolutely, you've done this before. So that must have been just wild.
It was a highlight of my life.
Yeah. Wow.
It was a highlight of my life.
Wow. I love that. What's a Skyline Sprint? Is that something new?
The Skyline Sprint isn't anything really new, but that was another one that was another special event that took place this year. That was a run really just kind of an overnight race out to Michigan City, Indiana, and the Indiana-Michigan line there on Lake Michigan. And they turned around and came back. So, the Skyline, Shoreline, sprint is what that was about.
Now, you cover this every year, but at WJNRadio.com, you can see or listen to Dave's report. Now, who did you speak to? Because we've got a couple audio bites I want to play.
I spoke to the Commodore, Laura Sigmund, who gave us some insight into, what events were taking place here, and also someone I've known quite a while who, as we speak, is on a boat right now, Bill Fallon.
All right.
But Laura is the Commodore at this time at the Chicago Yacht Club.
Let's take a listen.
There's not too many clubs in the United States that can claim to be 150 years old. We're very excited and proud to be able to celebrate our 150th this year. The first running of the Mac was in 1898, and this year will mark the 116th running of the Mac. There were a few years that the Mac didn't run. particularly most recently the pandemic in 2020, there was no MAC. After the boats check in at Navy Pier, they will head straight up the shore to Montrose Harbor and make a turn. The purpose of this is that we're trying to bring people closer to the sport of sailing. Sailing is not necessarily known as a spectator sport, but by parading the boats up to this mark, it'll make it very easy for the general public to come out to the harbor side and be able to watch all these boats parading up as they start the MAC race. So that's very exciting.
And you talked to one of the sailors as well.
Bill Fallon, who has sailed internationally. He's sailed all really around the country and around the world and came to Chicago. He went to school here at Northwestern some years back and has been a lifelong sailor. Did the sailing on the race and then several years ago got involved with the MAC race and had to come back and do it this year.
I love hearing that. Let's take a listen to Bill.
I first learned of the MAC back in the 70s when I came here to college and then started getting involved, not in that race, but at least sailing Lake Michigan, which I had no idea was as big and bold as it is, and fell in love with this area, and then would eventually cover this the MAC race in the early 2000s for the newspaper out of Atlanta, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I came up here and reported on it 2 years, and I said, I've got to sell this race. And little did I know, I would be moving back here in 2013, 14, and 15, and I had the privilege of racing in those years.
And you can hear the rest of Dave's report at WGNRadio.com. I know you can do real-time tracking if you want to follow it through the YB Races app and online race trackers. But like, if you're going to view it, you want to watch what's happening, where can spectators go? What's a good place?
You could go to the Chicago Yacht Club website, and there's a link on there that says tracking. And click on that, and they've offered some new links on that this year, so you'd be able to see much more. But yes,
if you want to watch it live, do you go to like to Montrose?
The legacy mark, yes, yeah. That will be a beautiful sight to see as those boats go by, and you're looking south from Montrose Harbor back to the Chicago skyline. You're going to see a beautiful sight there tomorrow.
You excited?
Oh,